Alright, so we've now become introduced to the world of Shavuos, the place of Shavuos and within it. Now we'll deal with the issue of the mitzvah of Shavuos, the mitzvah li'ishava. And here we'll discuss primarily three issues. Number one, we'll discuss whether there is in fact any mitzvah li'ishava. Two, we'll discuss the content and the parameters of that mitzvah, if there is. What is it that is being mitzvah? And three, we'll discuss sort of the yisod v'shorash of the mitzvah, the idea of the mitzvah. Alright, so now first, just the question, is there a mitzvah li'ishava? So, turns out that this is big machlokes rishonim. The Rambam, as we've seen in the opening halacha of the parak dealing with Shavuos Dayanim, leads the charge that there is indeed such a mitzvah of the Shavuot, the Rambam says. Shem Shavuot Shav Sheker Belos Asay. Right, Tachlis says, "I say she yishava mishin eschayev shvuah bebezin b'shem shenemar b'shmoti shaveya zol mitzvah saseh." So Rambam says that there is a mitzvah saseh. In fact, it's pretty clear, right? It's just in the pasuk, "B'shmoti shaveya, take a shvuah b'shmo." Right. So that is a mitzvah saseh, and therefore the Rambam lists it, both mentions it both there, and also it's one of the minyan mitzvos in the sefer mitzvos. So that's Zayin, he has it as well. There are some differences of formulation between Sefer Mitzvos and in Tov HaShavuos, which we'll get to. But what's common to both is that clearly there is a mitzvah saseh, b'shmoti shaveh. And other moni and mitzvos, the Arayim, the smak, chinuch, they all follow suit. Again, we'll get back to the content, the parameters, and the nature of this mitzvah. There are, however, Rishonim who disagree. They thought this whole topic wasn't a topic. There is no mitzvah li'ishava. What do they do with the Pasuk of Shmoti Shaveya? I mean, it says, there's no other way to translate it, swear in his name, right? I mean, it sounds like it's an imperative. So here we saw, I put in course, right, two approaches in Rishonim. First, the Ravid thinks that the Pasuk is introducing an imperative, it is commanding something, but it is not a mitzvah, but an isser. Right, it's a lav haba michlal asay, and the isser is, says the Ravid, to be nishba, right, the shame. El Afer. This is the Ravid in the Sagos to the Minyan Mitzvah Sakatar in the Hakdama Sefer Mada. It says Zainu Minyan Minyan Shelo Ba El Lahazir Shelo Yishava Be El Afer. So there is a mitzvah not to take a shvuah on an El Afer. That is the import of this pasuk. It is not a mitzvah Asay Lishava. The Ramban as well. When he said in his Perush al Torah, at the end, he does acknowledge this possibility. He thinks that on a Pshuto Shel Mikra level, this is a possible way to explain it. Not at the end, I'm sorry, the beginning. B'shmo tishaveya, eino mitzvah sheyishava, aval hu azhara, ki b'shmo b'vat tishavava, lo b'shem elachar. And he notes that this works well within the context of the Pesukim. Right, the Pesuk right, says, as a Shalom Kecha, the Pesuk of Eschanam, so he says, from Me'inano, you can see that this makes a lot of sense to say that this is what we have in mind here. It says, so that's one approach if it isn't the mitzvah. But perhaps more prominently, we find the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos. Well, that the mitzvah actually isn't imposing or introducing any imperative. It's neither a mitzvah, nor is it an iser. What the mitzvah, what the pasuk here is coming to be mechadish, what it's telling us is that it is mutter lishava be'emes. That if you take a shvuah be'emes, that's okay. It's not usher to do so. Now, what would have been the iser? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's okay? So, the answer is not going to be the iser of shvuah shav, of losi shav shon lekech l'shav, because if the pasuk is qualifying it l'shav, right, that it's usher to be nishba l'shav, that means michal, that there's apparently a nishba which isn't a problem, that namely sheino shash l'shav, right? But here we're talking about the possibility of ushering every and any shvua, so that it wouldn't be an isra l'shav, that would be the problem. So what would be the problem, says the Ramban? Right, you guys saw it, right? So the Ramban says that the basis would have been the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, right? As the Rishonim stressed, the mitzvah of Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, the Yiras Hashem Lekecha, right? The mitzvah to fear Hashem requires not simply Yiras Onesh, right? But what the Rishonim call Yiras HaRomimus, a sense of awe and trepidation of inadequacy in the face of the Baruch Shalom's singular exaltedness, his overwhelming transcendence, and by extension, that awe of him entails awe of his ineffable name, right? Liyiras Hashem Anachbad VeHanora, right? Doesn't, it's worthy to note, Hashem there is means the name. It's not even just a kinoi for Shem Adnus. It's Liyiras Hashem Anachbad VeHanora. Fear of the Ribono Shel Olam entails fear, reverence for his shame. And therefore, the manifestation of the requirement of Yerushalayim is that we refrain and recoil from uttering Hashem's name unnecessarily. There's an Isser of Shem Shemayim of Hotzah, Shem Shemayim of Batala, the Gemara in Torah tells us, from Es Hashem HaKachatira, from the mitzvah of the Yerush, Shem HaNachbad Vanora. As the Rambam writes, in general, this is something just the idea of sort of the recoil from the Ribono Shel Olam is in general something which Rambam stresses in the Yira, right? That Yira, this sense of inadequacy, of trepidation in the face of the Ribono Shel Olam, is realized in terms of sort of an attitudinal behavior as recoil. Rambam, in the famous description of Mitzvah Av of the Yira in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, right, when he speaks about Haderech La'avosov Yiraso, he talks about gazing upon the natural world, but he says that on the one hand, you look, you see, right? V'yira mehen chachma socha in la erech locates miyat bruman flood gagolins etc. Who ohevu mishabeach mufar mitavet ta'avak gadola lida Hashem magadol. Kibosh Amar David samanashi lokim lekachai. So there's a thirst, there's a movement towards Rav Marsha, right? That you find with Abba. He says ukishem mechashi b'dvar ma'elu atzman. This is, there's a lot to say about this Rambam, and there's a lot that hasn't said. I'm just focusing though on just the, sort of the movement of Yira, right? So what is Yira? B'chashiv b'dvar meilu atzman miyadu nirta la'achorav v'yifachei v'yodeya shuberya k'tana shefela afela omedes b'das kala m'uta l'fnei tamim deos. The Rambam of Bimshal Rambam is good for all days, and especially coming up the Yom Rambam, right? But this is capture sort of the thrust of Yira. It's a nir tala chorav. So if you fear the Baruch Shalom, you're not rushing to him in a certain sense. And what this means is you're not going to simply utter his name, right? You're very familiar with the Baruch Shalom. Just the shame comes off your tongue like that. And thus the Rambam says in the mitzvah and sefer mitzvos, right, it's a chisaron in Yiras Shemayim if you simply just pronounce his name.
So according to the Ramban, what's the kamash one of the pasuk that even though there's this idea of Yira, it's still mutter anyway?
Yeah, I'll come back to it. Yeah. But that's what we would have said, correct? That's what we would have said. We would have said, and therefore, right? The pasuk v'shmut shaveya. Why is it saying it's not introducing a mitzvah? Because it's changing the legal situation. I would have said otherwise. It's usur to be nishba the MS even because so sarshin shemayin v'atala. It's chisar in your shemayin that you're mentioning the Baruch Shalom's name. Something is a friend of yours, right? So therefore, says the Ramban, the pasuk comes to be mechadish. It's mutter that there is a heter in the cases b'tnayim yaduim. He says, and we'll come back to this in a second. Under certain conditions. At least there is a heter, there's a license to take a shvua. That means, for instance, in Bezin, if you don't want to pay, you can take a shvua. Something which otherwise would have been forbidden, which Moti Shavaya says it's okay. That's what the Ramban says. Now, if we look, so first the Ramban brings us, it points to the Sugya and Tmura in backing this up. And a second. Let me just stress. Yeah, right. So you're sugya and tumor. So the sugya there. Let's first go through just how the Rambam read it, and then we'll go through how the Rambam read it first. Then we'll discuss how the Ramban read it, and that involves both his interpretation, which clearly differed from both Rambam and Rashi, as well as the Girsa, which differed too. Well, the Girsa point on this issue is a little bit less significant. In terms of how it bears on this on what they get from it. And then we'll just point out something which I think there are certain advantages, serious advantages to the Ramban's understanding, which just brought you the Halos al-Das, that I'll mention afterward. So just first in terms of how the Rambam read the Sugya. So basically the Rambam read the Sugya very simply, and it's basically presumably the way Rashi read it, up until the end. Which is that the Gemara starts out, right, that the Gemara asks, right, that how do we know that the implication that there's malchus for some you know, absence of liras shem and achbad, how do we know that that's referring to mechal chaver b'shem? Maybe it's referring to nishba filu b'emes, maybe even a shvuas emes. Precisely the way the Ramban held. There's an added point here which I'll come back to, which is everybody agrees to this Gemara. I mean, this line is in everybody's Gemara, but it goes further than Ramban, and I'll come back to that afterwards. But it certainly includes the Ramban that there was an Isser. We would have thought it was Usser. That everybody agrees to. That's where the Gemara Tumur is holding. That there was, it would have been forbidden or it would have been Loke. So, therefore, I would have thought, says the Gemara, that Be'etla Hashem is Makos Chad, that's referring to maybe Yeshua's Emes. So the Gemara says, you can't say that, this is Rambam's reading, because we have a pasuk, Shvuas Hashem Tiyem in Shneyem. And therefore we know that it isn't true. Now what we would have known, what do we know? Presumably for the Rambam, we'll read it like Rashi here, right? It means that we know it's Mutter. Mutter. Right? It can't be that you're Loki on it. Pasuk says, Shvuas Hashem Tiyem in Shneyem. Right? So without getting into whether it's a mitzvah or it's or not, it's certainly not an issue. Right? So the Gemara responds to that, a line which is really the beginning of the difference between the Ramban and Rambam and Rashi. The Ramban, the line of Gemara is maybe honey mila. That's not a raya. That's not a good deflection of this point. Namely, maybe we'll say that lefais chavero. That's what the pasuk is saying. But milkei loki. So the way the Rambam and the Rashi interpreted this is where they start to diverge, is that for that shvua of shvua Hashem tiyeh ben shneyem, you're going to be loke. What the pasuk is saying is that you win your case. In other words, it is sufficient. You don't need to pay him money if you're mefaiso b'shvua, right in the context of a shvua of the anim. But that doesn't speak to either the iser v'heter or just the malchus. We'll get back to that in a second. You can still receive malchus. That's the Gemara's havmina. That shvua Hashem tiyeh ben shneyem, it doesn't mean there's no malchus. There is malchus for it. Then the Gemara responds, and this is the way, again, Rashi says as well, then the Gemara responds, no, we have Ushmoti Shavei. Now at this point, it's clear that the Rambam, I think, held that, what does it mean? No. That, in fact, there's a mitzvah. Ushmoti Shavei is a mitzvah. It's a lashon mitzvah. Ushmoti Shavei, take shuas in his name. So we know now, from this pasuk, Ushmoti Shavei, that not only is there no iser, lehefech, it says imperatively take a shvua. Right?
Are we just trying to overcome the malchus problem?
So the Gemara, but we have a pasuk. So the pasuk not only overcomes the malchus problem, it also tells us quite the opposite.
It jumps two steps, basically.
That's going to be the key to sofer.
Well, yeah. I mean, Ushmoti Shaveya says do it, right? This is on the Rambam's reading.
Meaning in the Gemara's Havamina, it was butchered to take a shvua, but you get malchus. That was the Gemara's Havamina that.
We'll get to that. That's a weakness. That's one of the weaknesses of the Ramban / Rambam / Rashi reading of it. Just what was going on there. I don't think it would be correct to say it was. It might not be correct to say it was mutter.
Right. So what does that
mean? But what?
I think lefais chaver sounds like that. There's a heter to do it, but we're still going to keep the malchus anyway.
Right. So that seems quite problematic. So I'll come back to that. I think Rashi will say it. I'll come back to that. But this is how they read it. We'll come back to that. But the main point here is that the Rambam read this Gemara saying, how can you say that you get malchus? It's a mitzvah. Vishmo tishaveh. You don't have to be a linguist to know that that's an imperative. Vishmo tishaveh. It's not even in the Lashon Habeinaniya that the Ramban, you know, v'shatat Hashem lekecha, which the Ramban says can mean like, you know, and will happen, and it can also be mitzvah, right? You know, things that are sort of both promises and also mitzvahs. This is, you know, that would be the equivalent of vishmo, you know, vishmo atan nishba. Right? It doesn't say that. It says Uvishmo Tishavei, it's the Lashon Tzimui. So that's what the Gemara is saying. It can't mean that it's just a Rishus. Or sorry, not Rishus. It can't mean that just that you end up, you can do it and you win the din, but you'd still be Loke. How can it be look at it's a mitzvah, which one shaveh? So the Gemara then says that even though it's also true that we have a drasha, which one shaveh, to let us know that shvul akayim is a mitzvah, is now here in the Rambam, I'm going to we'll come back to this, is either a mitzvah or mutter. The Rambam is just mutter. Unless there are two Vishwan Shaveyas, and the first one, the Vishwan Shaveyam, in Vishwanan at least, it would seem, is coming to tell us that there's a mitzvah to take a shvuah. Okay, that's how the Rambam read this Gemara. The Ramban, the major difference in the Ramban starts with Hani Mile, where he thinks that, I think clearly due to the issue that Asher is raising, he rereads it. Hani Mile lefais chavero. I mean, just textually, it's less good, but. There's a lot to say for it, and I'll come back to that. Honey Mila Vais Kaver means that refer that we know it's mutter then to take a shvuah so they on it. Lefais Kaver. But maybe a shvuah is bitui, right, when just simply volunteering on your own, maybe that would still be usher. That's the Gemara's question. Right? And for that, the Gemara ends up saying, right, Ubishmoti Shaveya, so for that, the Ramban comes to be matir, shvuah, even a shvuah is bitui. That's how the Ramban read it. Okay? Now, by the way, just as an aside, the Ramban had the Girsa that it just happened to be a total aside, but it was in connection with Binyamin, what we were talking about, that Haksiv Karachinu Vos Sibbak, it sounds like he only had a Vos Sibbak, so that Vos Sibbak is actually the makor for Nishbati Nishban the Kaimis Mitzvah, which for the Ramban is Mamash a Mitzvah, not a Heter, it's a Mitzvah. But so for him that was a mitzvah actually, but that's because it came from a Vos Sibbak. But Ushmoi Tishavei is entirely and only a heter. This is what he says, right? That Hamizbar Mizusha in a shvuah b'shmoi beisasar chovo mitzlasei aval reshusi beedenu and tnanim rabim which we'll get to right because of his name mitzvah el reshus. Two aros here. I mean, they clearly read the Gemara very differently. Two aros here regarding the advantages of the Ramban's reading over the Rambam. Number one, the hani mila the fayis is chavero, right? Asher, your point. It's a strange Havamina, right? The Havamina for the Rashi and the Rambam is exceedingly strange. Torah says Shvuah Shem Diyemich Nayan, but apparently it's Usur and you get Malkus for that. It's just telling you the din that if you were to take a Shvuah, that's extremely hard. First of all, is it really Usur for you to take a Shvuah even if it's Emes? You have to just pay? Is that what the Torah is saying? That's us. You really have to pay. It's Usur for you to take the Shvuah. And if it were true, number two, if it were true, that Basin can condone and involve itself in this Maisa Avera. Right? Doesn't mean like if he goes and he happens to Basin has, right? We've seen Basin solicits, Basin's involved, so somebody said, Basin's involved in Maisa Avera? Right?
Well, aren't they learning that from the Pasuk? But Pasuk's telling me that there would be Malkus.
What?
Pasuk's telling us there would be Malkus.
But the question is, Malkus for an Avera, presumably, right?
Yeah.
And so we understand that Basin is supposed to, get involved in this Maisa Avera? I mean, they have to be, let's say, if you assume maybe that Kavach Nishpa is what?
Why is that weird?
Basin shouldn't be facilitating Averas, presumably.
Well, facilitating.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy made the choice to take the Shua.
Well, how do we then proceed
exactly
to be Maisa Avera?
The Pasuk's telling us that. It's a weird Havamina, but...
How could that be, though? That's the problem, right? How could that be? Right, I'm saying that according to the Rashi and Rambam's reading of the Gemara, that's the Havamina of the murders. And the question is that viable? Is that sensible to say that Basin has a requirement to facilitate somebody's Avera? Or Basin is supposed to facilitate somebody's Avera?
Also,
just as a general point, right? Basin Kofin Lekayim's in this. You know, that's one of the central features of Basin, functions of Basin in the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvos. Right? Mitzvos mean a Shoptim, so that would be Mekayim, Mitzvos Ador. So how can it be? And then, you know, they'd be talking, they'd be holy, shvakim, you know, they'd be talking in the midos, etc. So here this guy is saying, I want to do this act. We know it's us, sir. Basin's supposed to, all right, so let's be much bigger. I mean, it's an Avera, right?
So I was supposed to say there's no Avera, but there's still Malkus.
Okay, so that's one possibility.
Like,
yeah.
But I'm saying,
yeah.
That doesn't make it like...
So here, I think the Derech HaMelech is not that way. I think Rashi was sensitive to this issue. And if you notice, something we'll come back to this. You notice he says, the fayas chaver, shall he tova moment of a milky loki. Everybody knows Rashi there? Ho il megi atzmoli de shvua. I think what Rashi's addressing there, Bill Shano Kachar Be'azav, is precisely this issue. It couldn't be that at this point when I'm already there you have a chiv, you're usher, it's usher to take a shvua. No, you can take a shvua, but what's the avera? That's not the avera. The avera was that you yeah, that you enabled yourself to be in a position where now you have to take a shvua. The shvua itself is actually fine, given that you're in that position. The problem is you shouldn't have been in that position, and you have to take greater care not to be in that position.
So you know, so no hotel does play love, and I'm not gonna loan anyone money, or I said the opposite.
No, that's in fact that's what we say. Amavis kavero, I mean, call amavis kavero shaloba edim. Says the Gemara, I'm trying to remember, is over and over of.
No, but Bichlal, because someone can make a statement to me that even oh, it's with
Minatara,
right? This wouldn't happen with
Minatara. You have to be in certain circumstances for this to happen to occur, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you have to have denied something that you know, whatever it is.
So
it's not pashut what Rashi's saying, because there are certain cases. I mean, if you're a shomer chinam and you did somebody a favor, and then the guy happens to you know say he thinks you know he wants a shvua, maybe you shouldn't take you shouldn't have done a favor for somebody who demanded shvua. Maybe you shouldn't have done the favor for somebody who you think would take you to court. Maybe
it could be a misunderstanding with Klal, even if it's not someone who would take you to court. Still, it could be a misunderstanding.
No, the mafkid will say, "Take." And he doesn't know what happened, but he just wants you to take a shvua. But maybe you shouldn't be doing a favor for such a person.
It sounds like a shvua should sort of a little bit. Like you didn't need to bring a shvua upon yourself, so you get marked.
Well, at this point, you could take a shvua, and that's not usher. But the problem is, it shouldn't be the circumstance. What?
So it's kind of like. You didn't need to bring the shvua upon the world, so like, because you could have avoided it by having it.
Right.
So that it's kind of like Mop is having, even though it's a good shvua.
Right. It's not the act at the point of the shvua that is the problem. It's the problem. It's justified, but the problem is that it should never have come to being justified. And so for that, you're going to be.
What do you look on exactly?
Oh, so the second right. So okay. So
do you get
what?
What has wrong?
All good questions. Let me come back to that in a second. It's a bigger question even than you have to raise it.
Rashi assuming that the exception in the Gemara where get malchus for nishbah even though there's no maisa is on the fact that you're setting yourself up for a shvua.
Yes, that's why you're getting the shvua.
That sounds so crazy. That sounds like
what?
It sounds even more
right.
A bigger
thing. But the point is that it doesn't create the conflict of how could it be that the basin's involved in this avera. It's not an avera to do it now.
That.
The problem is that you shouldn't have to have to do it. But it's an important notion though, and we'll come back to this. We'll see this recur that you have some level of responsibility for the need to take a shvua, even if the need justifies a shvua, but you still can be considered, you know, blameworthy for creating circumstances in which that need arose.
Wouldn't that be
so? That's an important point. The big chiddush, which is hard to, really hard to, figure out, is akde kachi, you get malchus for that. I mean, what's a malchus?
And also, the Gemara never says that. Like, meaning, the Gemara has a chiddush. Like, there are certain cases that are exceptions to the malchus. The Gemara just says nishma. Doesn't say
right. So this is nishma, but the question is why? And Rashi is explaining why.
The Gemara should have said that if it meant leading up to nishma.
No. Here we're talking about. Nishba of Emes would be presumably a second category. Yeah, it's not the Nishba that was original, which is, by the way, not an obvious thing either. Just before moving on from the the other major issue, which I haven't seen anybody discuss, but it's a weakness, Lufi HaRamam, and possibly the Hirashi, is, in the end, how do we know that it's mutter to be Nishba Shvuz Bitua Emes for the Rama? Imkvar, we thought that there was an Isser based on Yerushamayim, right? It's an Isser that is rooted in Mrs. Asay of Yura. And we say that we know that it's not Shvuot Shaveya, but that's the Shavuot Shvuot Adayanin, right? So the Ramban had it that the Gemara Club was addressing this. We know Shvuot Adayanin now in terms of the Hedge. We know Shvuot Adayanin is what there. How do we know that Shvuot Bitoy is? But for the Ramban who understood the Gemara's question was, you know, this tells you that Shvuas Leyanim is just mutter, this tells you that this will win you your case, but maybe it's still something to be loke. B'shmati Shaveya, the Rama means Sheishchayev Mishin, right? Sheishav Mishin Chayev Shvuas Bezin. So in the end, the Gemara doesn't ever address Shvuas Bita. It's a question. Perhaps it's derived from the Heter of Nishpati VaKayema. Maybe is the Shvuas Leyanim mitzvah is sort of the model. Of a heter for Shvuas Bitoy, maybe. Otherwise, Tzarchi. Before moving on to Gemara and Torah, I want to just point out one last thing. Again, this is all just in terms of where the Ramban was coming from, what the Rambam was doing with the Ramban's Makaros. Just one last thing is that it's clear, and here this cuts to the core of some of what we're asking, it's clear that the Gemara thought it was possible that absent the Pasuk of Vishmoti Shaveya, that a Shuas Emes would be Loke. Right? I mean, that's... Here one can ask, Hatenach, we get that it's Usser, right? As we said, there's a mitzvah of Yer Shemayim, so I should say line of the Tala. But the question one can ask is, where's the Atar? What was the lot of Shvua Be'emes? And the truth be told, you can ask this on the Gemara itself regarding Moti Shem Shemayim Levatala. What was the Havina that the Gemara says that Hotzah Shem Shemayim Levatala would be Loke? I mean, Gemara ends up saying, well, there's no Azhara. But what was Havina? Moreover, even the Maskana of the Gemara, it doesn't sound like we're saying it can't be, you just can't have it be Moti Shem Shemayim Levatala because there's no Azhara. It sounds like we have two possibilities here. We have Mikalach of Ve'er Rishayim, and we have Hotzah Shem Shemayim Levatala. One of them has an Azhara, and one of them doesn't. So it makes sense that if we're going to have this, you know, we're getting from here that there's an exception, and that exception involves doing something with shame, it makes sense to take the one which has the Azhara. But I think the clear implication of Gemara is that if we didn't have such a Nisr, if there was no other Mikalach of Rishayim, we would have just said, okay, maybe it is for Hotzah Shem Shemayim Levatala. What was the Yitzir? What was the lot? So here, I think this, I'm just raising the question, we'll come back to it a little bit. I'll just note that it's possibly thought that these makios, these exceptions, aren't necessarily, they don't necessarily require the Azhar and Azhar. And this relates to things that I've hinted to before, which relates to, we'll get back to it, to the idea that the makios here is not for an onish on all aver, it's not an aver al alav, but rather for the phenomenon of the chil shame. Which, perhaps, there's a thought, may even be something which doesn't require, the Magos may not even require in Asara. It's not for the violation of the Yisr.
What's the
matter of
that?
These psukim.
This idea that.
These psukim, that Flashim is Makos Fa. The Yerash Shem Nachbad, Vel Flashim is Makos Fa. Your Chil Hashem garners Makos. Not necessarily, just in and of itself. And the idea that it's not so much an onesh alveira, therefore you don't need an atara for it, but rather, this is something I mentioned, the idea that it's simply the phenomenon of chil hashem itself requires, has certain consequences. Okay, we'll come back to that. It's a topic we'll come back to when you get to shame b'shvua. I think it's something which emerges clearly and centrally for the possibility to find in several respects, in several ways, that there could be something which violates a law of, clearly, it doesn't get malchus. Meaning, maybe without shame, you violate the law according to certain jidus, but you don't get malchus. Or maybe you violate the law with kinyunim, but you only get malchus with shame, with shame before. So the idea that there could be discrepancy between the onish and the law, in that kind of circumstance, yeah.
Maybe just, I know this might be like a drush, but just to pull us to the point you were saying before about how you get malchus for chil hashem even without kala shem shemayim, even without an asara.
Yes.
I was saying just the positive mehifla Hashem as my close, but in the first one talked about how the word mehifla goes from Pella.
Right.
In that context, they use it in talking about like how tremendous
right.
The onus will be. We could say it's a chiddush from Pella about the nature of the makos itself. It
right.
Breaks the rules of regular.
I'm saying mehifla is also a mehifla. Keyboard. You say
shesai.
He doesn't say that.
Yeah. Right. Again, the Gemara says, what does that mean? That means a Hebrew. Alright, so now just setting aside the Gemara, and that's just the major, that's where the Ramban takes you through, and the Ramban goes through all this Gemara. But just in terms of Shutas or Mikra, here we have, I think, something which really works well on the side of the Ramban, namely, you know, the Migeder Chiddush Le'etzanu, Uvishvoti Shaveya is a Heter. So, first of all, the formulation of the word Uvishvoti Shaveya is a Heter, that's a Chiddush. But that's only a Heter, not a Mitzvah. But it's not just the content of the word. Perhaps even more importantly, the context of the pasuk, and this is a point which Meforshim on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot raised. What time, by the way, do we have?
This room, do we have the room through 6 period?
I think so.
So 1:10.
Okay.
No. So 1:07.
20 minutes.
4.
It's not my schedule that's COVID.
It's still 107.
The next period ends at 12:24, but if we can go another period, then it would end
107.
Okay. That sounds good.
Right.
No, no, that makes sense in terms of our schedule.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you know what? We'll see. Whatever happens. Yeah. So this is something which the Leif Sameach, just to give you an example, all the unfortunate Rambam in San Francisco mentioned this issue, which is that listen to the crowd, nami mitzvah mashma, dugmas kol ha'sha'ar, shana kefati, rebozo sabod, bishmon tishaveya, kvosid buk. These are all mitzvos. So the Rambam is saying that just, you know, bishmon tishaveya, the heter just appears in the middle of these mitzvos. It's a very powerful textual point. So what would the Ramban answer for that? So I think it's clear that the Ramban is going to tell you that the context, the pasuk of this heter, is really quite significant in that there's some interaction between the heter and the mitzvah in both directions. The reshus, the heter, qualifies the mitzvahs that are in this pasuk, and the mitzvahs qualify the heter. The heter qualifies for the Ramban the prior mitzvah, right? Es Hashem l'kachatira b'ozo sa'avod, v'shmo t'shaveya. So for the Ramban, Es Hashem l'kachatira, that itself, we would have thought, makes it impossible to take a shvua. You know, this myth, we have a heter. The heter, the point is, the heter has been komo, in a sense, because it's coming to qualify the mitzvah that it just mentioned, namely, Yiras Hashem. Right, so it comes on the heels of a mitzvah, but it's not just any mitzvah, it's the mitzvah that itself is the reason you need the Torah to say it. But perhaps just as significant, even more significant, is that the mitzvah, I think, these mitzvahs qualify the heter. And here the Ramban himself raises this point, notes this, and he quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, right? The Medrash Tanchuma, which I pointed you to, quotes that what you can do, the Yeshua of Hashem, right? Amar Lahem Moshe Yisrael, lo ti yusru in Shem ha'itarti lachem. So first Ramban says, look, he says hitarti. No, he says that it sounds like it's a hetter. Alright. But lo ti yusru in Shem ha'itarti lachem nishava b'shmi afilu be'emes. Ela, im yesh lachem kol amidus ha'elu atar rishad nishava b'shmi. Ve'ma ha'vein tar rishad nishvi b'shmi shava b'shmi afilu be'emes. So in other words, these psukim, the reason that Rishon Teshuvah comes on in the heels of these psukim is because these establish the bounds, the grounds, the ability of the parameters of the heter. You have a heter if you've already been mekayim these other mitzvahs. If it's Hashem al-Kathira, ve'os ha-savo, v'sidbak, then if Rishon Teshuvah, you can be nishma. That's how the Ramban read this pasuk. Again, I think even if that's, you know, even with this medrash, Tanchuma, it's still much easier to read it as simply an imperative, like the Rambam does, and the truth is, like, I think, Rav Rishon. Yeah. Okay. So that's just in terms of the first question, right? The first issue, which is, do we have such a mitzvah? All right? Then, moving on to the next question, which is, assuming that there is a mitzvah, like Rav Rishon, so just what is it that we're mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? What do we have to do here? Here, it turns out that, at least according to several Rishonim, it seems like this is a big machlokas in terms of just the kind of mitzvah that we're dealing with here. And here, right, tshuva might be maybe an example of this, but maybe probably not. But there is a general type of mitzvah that the Rambam talks about as a kind of a quasi, you know, it's ke'im rishus almost, where you have no chiyut, what? I'm not sure if mitzvah kibbutz is the right way to say it. The way that the Rambam discusses it, in the context of mezuzah, that mezuzah is a mitzvah. He doesn't call it kibbutz. He calls it
substantial.
Is the same much for shofar?
He says ain't a mitzvah shechayev. No, not that. Because the Rambam doesn't say in Yasa Tshuva or in Yirtzalasa Tshuva. He says Kishi Yasa Tshuva. So I don't think that's quite. Yeah, but the Rambam explicitly says that you have certain mitzvahs that are Kein Rishus in that Eino Chayav Lirdof Acharei. The whole Tzai. You don't have an absolute responsibility to make sure you do it. It's just that should circumstances arise, should a context arise, so then you have a mitzvah. So you don't have to be chayv to buy a house to build a mezuzah. It's if you have a house, so then build a mezuzah. So it's contextual. The norm, the imperative that you're required to do is contextual. It depends on you find yourself in certain circumstances. So here, when it comes to the mitzvah of Vishmati Shaveya, we have two approaches, two Rishonim that felt that this is a mitzvah of this kind. Now, what's the mitzvah? It's not to take a shvuah b'shmo, but rather something else. So here, first, in terms of the something else, we have the Sefer Mitzvot Katan, who argues that the mitzvah is not to take a shvuah, the lo sheyechayev lishav b'shmo, right? Rather, what? It's when you come to take a shvuah, be sure that what? Teshuah is emes. And this is simply a twin asay. You know, it's the asay twin of the Isser Vlosi Shavu Vishmi Neshaker. And he explicitly says so. Right? He says, Shloi Shavu, when he quotes the Mitzvah Kuf Kalkhes, which is the Isser Lag, Shloi Shavu Vishmi Neshaker, the Sid Vlosi Shavu Vishmi Neshaker, Zehu Shemarti Lamala Shu Ba'asei, Shenemar Vishmoti Shavu, Lachafti Lak Nishni Mitzvah. This is just a case of where you have an asay and love that command the same thing, but it's just the Torah commanded in both forms. So for the smak, that's what the Mitzvah of Shavu is. It's make sure that if you're taking a shvuah, it's emes. Okay? Then you have an alternative contextual understanding of this mitzvah, which is explicitly the array. And that is that the mitzvah is not, again, to take a shvuah, but rather, if you're going to take a shvuah, do it b'shem. Right? This is what the array says pretty explicitly. Siv Hashem Baruch Hu, k'sheyischayiv adam shvuah. Right, when a person becomes chayv to take a shvuah, shlo yichayvu beizin lishava ela b'shmo shakadosh baruch yichsiv, etc. So beizin is to be mechayvu. When they're mechayvu, you take a shvuah. When the chiv emerges, then there's a mitzvah to take the shvuah. And you take the shvuah, there's a mitzvah that you do it in a certain way, right? Then you should do it b'shem. Actually, Shvita is a good one. Gershon is another one. He doesn't mention those cases, but those are both cases where you have a mitzvah which is contextual. The mitzvah of Gershon Rama is Kisha Yigarish, make sure you do it with Sakh. What?
Does the Kinesov connect all those?
Yeah, I think he does. And Shchita, he mentioned as well, the Kinesov again. Shchita as well. right? It's not a mitzvah to do Shchita, it's a mitzvah that if you want to eat, you have first to prepare Shchita. So here also, if you want to take a shvua, do it b'shem. Yeah.
Would the Uram and the Smak say that, I mean, for the Smak, would it be that you could take a shvua b'emes, not b'shem, and for the Uram, you could take a shvua b'shem that's
right,
not b'emes?
If you take a shvua b'emes without shame, for the Mak, you are mekayim the mitzvah, whereas for the urim you'll have been mevatel yaseh. And what's the other case is if you take a shvuah, is it MS?
Well, you still violate.
Yeah, no, that's violated. I mean, you haven't violated the mitzvah you show up a shame in that case. You've violated a lot. It could be that for the you violated a lot. I mean, you violated a lot. Also, there's an additional bit to say for the smak, but either way, it's an issue. Wait, if you take a shvuah sheker b'li shame,
for the smak, yeah.
Take a shvuah sheker b'li shame. So that's actually a separate question. He doesn't address that question. He doesn't tell you whether or not you need shame. We'll get to that when we get to shame. Yeah. The shvuah. You don't know one way or the other because it could be that you need shame in order for it to be a shvuah, or that the law requires shame, but he's not discussing that. All right. Now the Kinas Sofrim thinks, I don't know if you saw it, that the Rambam too held this. Right? He says that the Rambam also, right? Huh? What he means when he says that the mitzvah is lishava shmo hainu she'im ritzona lishava tehei ashvua b'shmo levad lo b'shem zlosa. And then he says, and this is just like all these other things, and he even quoted the Yirei. Now I don't think that is particularly compelling. If you take a look at the lashon of the Rambam, it doesn't sound at all to me that this is contextual at all. Right? I mean, in all the other contexts where you have this, the Rambam is very clear in something then, right? He says here, mitzvah say, she yishova, mishin is chayav shuva b'ezin, b'shem. So he does mention shame, and it's clear that shame is a central part of this, and we'll come back to that. Shame is a central part of it. In fact, the Rambam goes on to say, she yishova b'shmo ha-kadov ha-kadosh v'darche avodah yivahidu v'kidish gadol v'shem b'shmo, and the Kinas Sofrim points to this, but it's not, that doesn't mean that, you know, it. The shvuah b'shem is a derech avodah, which is therefore a mitzvah. It's not the, if you're taking a shvuah, so it has to be b'shem. It's take a shvuah b'shem. There's a mitzvah here, she yishava, mishin is chay shvuah b'shem. That's my opinion.
We like Kinas Sofrim.
You like the kids over.
Maybe
I don't like the kids over. I mean, I like
that. That's how we read the Rambam.
So answers Ash's question on the Gemara. The Gemara is really just trying to prove that you don't get Malkus. Not trying to prove that there's a mitzvah to take a shvuah. So the Rambam. So
no, the Gemara is not trying to prove that, but it happens to point out that there is such a mitzvah.
Nope.
The Gemara is trying to say you don't get Malkus. But why don't you get Malkus? How do I know? So the Gemara doesn't have to say it's a mitzvah.
Yeah, but you don't even have to go that far. You just say
you don't have to, but it is. Which one did you have?
You didn't have to say in because he qualifies them. It's when you're in Bizden. When you're five, when in Bizden, right?
It is, but it... No, he says... I mean, the way he says it is, there's a mitzvah, k'she yischayev, when... What's a mitzvah? When you become chayev to take a shvua, that you take a shvua. As opposed to the Urim, which is, it's a mitzvah that, if you're taking a shvua, do it b'shem.
But it's hard to say if you're taking a shvua, because the Rambam already says you're ready chayev to take one. You already know you're taking one.
You don't have to take a shvua. Your chiyuv shvuah, you could just pay, right? In fact, says the Sefer Chinuch, we're overall there, right? Sefer Chinuch clearly understood it like the normal way, right? Because he says, according to the Uraim, if I decide, you know what, I don't want to take a shvuah of shame, I don't like to do that to the shame I got all my kodesh. I'd rather not. So for the Uraim, nothing. You're fine. There's no mitzvah, right? I think it's clear in the Rambam that that's not true, and the Sefer Chinuch is explicit about that. But overall, Zevelo Ratzeli Shavu B'Shemo Le'Esat Zareh, Pitel Al Seilu, that's wrong.
So what's the Chiyuv Beis Din, if not this?
What do you mean? That's Beis Din in the context of a court case. They say there's not a Chiyuv Shulman, but there's a Chiyuv Shuah.
So not only is there
a then, at that point, you have a Chiyuv Shuah, Shuah Zadiyanim, it's a mitzvah to take a Shuah, B'Shemo Shal Gad Farah, mitzvah to take that Shuah.
So it's not only a chiyuv from Beis Din, there's another, there's two imperatives to take a shvuah.
The chiyuv in this context means like a chiyuv tashlumin. It's what Beis Din's ruling in terms of what's going
to
happen.
Saying,
the Baal Din is high.
What's the imperative to listen to Beis Din, though?
What?
There's an imperative to listen to Beis Din.
No, because Beis Din's not saying pay, it's basically saying in order to win, you have to pay.
There's a choice that Beis Din gives you. It's not being mechayev you a shvuah.
Yeah, we'll get to this. You can always win the town.
And you should get out of the shvuah.
Yeah, we'll discuss it, but of course you don't have. You could just pay. You could just forget it. I'd rather pay.
Yeah. We felt like it's very interesting. Huh? It's a very interesting introduction to the Rambam. Like, what's connected? Kshim Shua Sheker Vashal Vodase. Why is he bringing the Vodase here?
He's precisely in order to introduce the idea that until now we've encountered Shua, something you got to be, you know, basically try to resist as much as you can. Don't take, and there are lots of lavin regarding Shuas. He's saying you should know also that just as there are, you know, the shvuah can be, in, if it's the shav, it's an iser, if it's a sheker, it's an iser, it can also be a shvuah, a mitzvah saseh. What's a mitzvah saseh? Shei shava, shneskai v'bezim. We'll come back to a major issue, which I'm going to leave on the side for now, which is in terms of the parameters of this din, of this mitzvah. And here there's a little bit of a difference maybe in the formulation between Sefer Mitzvos and Hilchos Shvuah. But in Sefer Mitzvos, he says, Sheishav be'Eis HaTzarech. It's not contradictory, it's just different. In Hilchos Shvuah, he says, Sheishav Shvuah be'Eis. So in Hilchos Shvuah, it's quite clear, we're talking about in the context of Shvuah HaDayanim. There's a mitzvah to take the Shvuah. The mitzvah is Sheishav Shvuah HaDayanim. Right? Now we have to wonder why that is, why is it limited to Shvuah HaDayanim, and we'll come back to that. In order to come back to that first, we want to understand, though, what's the idea here? What's the nature of this mitzvah? In particular, if it's a mitzvah, like I think it is for the Rambam, right? It's a mitzvah lishava, right? Mitzvah lishava b'shem, but it's a mitzvah lishava, not a mitzvah, if there's a shvuah, you should do it b'shem. It's a mitzvah lishava. Why is that? Why isn't it just a chiyuv that basically says, listen, by the way, even if you had no other choice, it still could be a chiyuv and not a mitzvah, I mean, just like tashlumin. If I'm chayv to pay, it's not a mitzvah to say that I'm doing it, unless it's the passage on it, as I say, it just happens to be that I owe the guy the money. So that's what, you know, so you owe the guy the shvuah. That doesn't have to be, even if it weren't the case that it was, that there was an alternative, and even if Beis Din was requiring you, but that doesn't mean there's a key in mitzvah say, right? So what is this mitzvah say? And it's not just a mitzvah say, the Rambam describes it as an avodah gedola. So here I think there are two perspectives that one can suggest. And I think there's a clear difference here in the Rambam versus some other. I would say that the first possible perspective, and this I think is, I'm convinced, is what the Rambam has in mind, is that the sod of this mitzvah is an exercise in Yediyas Hashem Yichuda. The Rama has two mitzvahs. One is Leida, and the other, later on, again, Hilchos Sod Torah. Hashem HaKinnish HaMechad is another mitzvah, say Liyachdo. To understand the uniqueness, the singularness of the Ron Shalom. Yeah. You have it?
I have it.
So the Rambam says at the end of Halacha Zayin. So he starts out Eloka ze echadu ve'eno shnayim v'lo yeser shnayim ela echad she'in ki yichudo echad min achadim hanitzam ba'olm lo echad kimin shu kol achadim harbe lo echad kiguf shu nechad v'mach v'gus v'tzavos ela yichud she'in yichud achad kamos ba'olm. It's singularly unique. There's no basis, there's no measure of comparison. The Rambam is a lot to this. But then he says, at the end, the Diyas Davrzeh, So I believe that the Rambam's understanding of Shvua, the Hidur V'Kiddush Gadol, the Yisod of that, the way in which it's an Avoda, is that it is a Kiyum of Yichur Hashem and Yidiyas Hashem. And take a look at the Rambam when he speaks about it. And so for Mitzvah, notice what he says. What's the idea of the Mitzvah? Right? He says, L'vishe Yesh Mezeb Romim Muslo Yisalev V'Kavot Gadol. You're recognizing the Moshalom's exaltedness, and if you do that with somebody else, Nishmar Be'echad Min Abrayim, the Huso Verki L'Davar Ahu, and this is the crucial point, L'Davar Ahu Amitus Ba'atzmuso Adshi Shavavo Hine Ava V'Shidif Davar Acher Im Shem Shemayim. And L'Nin and Zed Iskav Nekos V'Rom V'Shvashar Komar Lo Bilvat Amin B'Teyaches Es Amitus Shero Adi Shavavo. I think what this means is simple, which is, what are you doing when you take a Shavuah? What's the purpose of taking a shvua? It's to convince you that my claim X, which I'm taking a shvua about, is true. Now, the way to do that is to say it's analogous to the gold standard of truth, the ultimate truth. Just as this is true, so do this. The Ibn Ezra and the Ramban says he's got it exactly right here. He's explicit about this, that a shvua is just like he is in the Rambam two senses. Just like this is true, or just like Hashem is true, so this is true. You're using, you're pointing to the sort of the touchstone, the gold standard, the model of emes. Right, that's what you're doing when you take a shvua right upon something, right? So then you're saying, just as that, the Ribono Shel, whatever you're being shvua, just as is the truth, so too this is true. Right? Yeah?
Wouldn't that lend itself then possibly to the Kina Sofram's read of the Rambam? As opposed to the Rabban's reading the Rambam, because the imperative then is to, when you're speaking of truth, bringing in Hashem into it, and that's the kavod. Taking a shvuah to begin with isn't an imperative at that point. Imperative is once you're dealing with
it's not inconsistent with
but I don't know why it's much more sensitive. This is
why,
because what is the need to exalt Hashem and his yichud and as the gold standard of truth, etc., have to do with the chiyuv to take a shvuah in the first place?
It doesn't. Why is it limited to shvuah sadianim?
No. When you're talking about the mitzvah of the Rambam.
Yeah.
So the read that you preferred was the read that there's a mitzvah to take a shvuah and b'shem. Yeah, but there's two. There's two.
No. It's to take a shvuah b'shem.
Take a shvuah b'shem.
Right.
What was the kina sofrim's?
If you're taking a shvuah, make sure that it's b'shem.
So if the shoresh is to exalt Hashem in his, and use him as the gold standard of truth,
right?
What does that have to do with taking shvuah b'shem? Wouldn't that have more to do with the shame aspect of it?
I mean, it's clear that the focus of the mitzvah is shame, but the point is that it's not a mitzvah that should you find yourself taking a shvuah, make sure to do it b'shem. This is a positive thing. You should take a shvuah b'shem. Now, when this applies, I'm going to come back to it. Why it's clear in the Rambam, this is not, I think, something that applies to Shvuas Bitua. You wouldn't just stop. And you can ask why that would be. And we'll come back to it. But, meaning, it's Dafka when there's part of, I think, what happened was the Eis HaTzorich. I'll get to again why you would need it, but the Rambam, Shvuas Adayanim, Kishin Ischayu Shvua, so then the ability to be Mekayim this mitzvah without encountering obstacles, things which might complicate it, becomes available to you, and then it's the avodah gedola. Then you can just do it. I'll get to it. We'll come back to. I think, is that what's bothering you? You're saying why do you need the Mishchayev Bevezin in order to, if the Rambam is right? If what I'm thinking
you, you could slice it either way. Meaning either you could say, you know, if this really is the shortest and it applies mostly to the shame aspect and not to the...
I think it's clear that it revolves around shame, but the question aspect. Is there a mitzvah, is there a, is it like these mitzvahs in Adam, you know, there's no mitzvah to, you know, there's no positive content in the sense, it's just that should you find yourself in the situation, you need to first, you need to do it this way. As opposed to saying, this is a mitzvah.
I mean, because if Shavuos HaDayanim is them giving you the option between one or the other, and between taking a Shavuos and giving up, and then and what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to then take that option of Shavuos. So if the mitzvah is to take that
option... I don't know if I would say that way. I'll come back to it a little bit. I'm not sure if I would say that it's not to not pay. There's a lot of reasons why a person might not want to take a Shavuos. Maybe he's just not sure that... You know,
one aspect is the mitzvah.
There is a... It's an avodah gedolah v'kiddush v'hidur gadol. The question is whether or not you would necessarily mivatel the mitzvah if you decide you want to pay instead.
I think that would depend on why
you want to pay.
What is it pushing you to do? Is it pushing you to do anything, or I would be doing this
take a shvuah b'shem,
as opposed to not taking a shvuah b'shem, given the option?
Yes, but whether or not you mivatel the aseh, I think depends on why you're not taking a shvuah b'shem. And I've seen, I think maybe the Margin Sotoa pointed this out, that the Ram, in the maybe the Chinuch also, maybe the Michos in there, that it doesn't mean that if a person decides wants to pay necessarily that it'll violate this mitzvah, in part because one good reason why people decide to pay is because they're concerned that it's a nervous, you know, it's a nerve-wracking thing, and if you get it wrong, if you think you're right, but you're just, you know, the MS, there's even a slight chance that you might be false, so then that's a very serious mistake. So people are afraid of taking shuas because of that. It's not that they don't want to be miyaches the elokim the emes, but they just, besides, because they have so much respect for elokim, they don't want to take the shvuah b'shmo. So then that wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be a reason to talk. I think that's probably.
I mean, we can come back to this once we
fill in. What do you mean by when does the mitzvah come in? The mitzvah is that a person who's chai b'shvuos adyanim
should
take the shvuah b'shem. Yes.
So rather than not to take it.
Correct, but what I'm saying is that
there are exceptions. I understand.
What I'm saying is that doesn't necessarily mean that if you don't end up taking it, then you were.
No, I understand that. So the point is that if there's no push to take it, meaning as opposed to meaning if I'm on the fence and the mitzvah's not pushing me to take the shvuah, then it wouldn't really relate to the shorish then, because if the shorish is to, you know, announce, you know, exalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there would be a push to take as opposed to not to take.
There is a push to take. What I'm saying is, but the Kinnas Ofrim, I think, was upset by is saying that. And he himself notes that all the Rishonim don't take him the same. Rishonim and the Ketz Mishnah and everybody else. That he take it the way I'm taking it. That there's a mitzvah lishav b'shmo. He says, so every time the Gemara talks about a person who's in a rotza lishava, mishalim, we're talking about somebody who's in a marya. I think he raises that issue as the one that bothers him. I don't think the answer to that is yes. It could depend. Depend on you know, the person, let's say, if he's not sure if he's saying check or MS, let's say there's even a slight possibility, you know, I think I gave it back to him, or, you know, my dad's sure, you're really putting everything on the line here, right? If it's right, if it's good, then great, but that's a big if. And if there's even a slight possibility, and this is Maisa, how it ended up happening, people were hesitant to take Shavuos MS's. We'll see, because of even the possibility that maybe not every word that I'm saying is true. Maybe some of what Beis Din has in mind when they say it is not what I, right? Remember, doing this about Beis Din. So I understand this. I think I understand what they want, but am I sure that I understand what they want by this? Is it possible that I remember exactly the details that I think I do? So maybe I won't take a shua. I cannot imagine that you would be in violation of the mitzvah say in that case.
So what is the mitzvah say? Not to push you to then take
what?
It because you're declaring it. If it's
just there's a mitzvah say on the one hand, and then there's something pushing back on the other.
In part,
the possibility of shvuah sheker. Yeah.
Okay. I guess you guys will get back to once you really define what the mitzvah is.
The Rambam says what he says. The mitzvah is to sheshkai, and you should take the shvuah.
I understand.
Right. The Kinnas Ofrim is an assumption that means that for whatever reason you decide to be mishalim, every case of being mishalim is therefore going to be an avera. I don't think that follows. But so it is. The case would be, let's say, I think clearly that you would be in violation is if I decide, you know what, I don't really want to be nishba b'shem. I don't want to do that, right? Just or stam. I just don't like shvuos. right? Then quite possibly,
the
correct.
Then being, you know, the, exalting Hashem.
On the, you've been mitzvah the opportunity to do the avodah gadol of the hidur. Correct. So I think that this is the. So again, but what I'm saying now is not in contradiction to the Knesset Oberman's read. I think it's possible to take a Knesset Oberman 2 here. I just don't think that the read is that compelling in the Rambam himself for other reasons. But in terms of the Yisodim, that doesn't diverge. But this idea for the Rambam that you know that this is what you're talking about in Shua, that you're being Me'aches Lo Ha'emes, I think that's clearly what he has in mind here, right? When he says, right, right, it's only the Baruch Shalom that is ra'oi, lo bevata mivi techeses amitus sherwa'i li shavaba. Only the Baruch Shalom's emes is that which can be used, can be the emblem that you use to say, just as that, so too, this is true as well. And I think, what?
What's that go
from? Ram. Ram is the mitzvah, I say Zion. But I think that this idea for the Ram is very much the idea of, as I say, Yediyas Hashem and Yichud Hashem. If you take a look at the Ram and Yehud Zariah Torah, right, there's Yisod HaYisod HaSo Amun HaChachmas Leida. What is it that required to know? What does it mean? Sheyesh HaMatzah Rishon V'humamti Kol Nintzah V'chol Nitzah Mishmai V'aretz V'mashah B'neim Lo Nimtzu Ela. Look at the language he uses. Ela Me'amitas Himatzah O. Right, it's the emes of the Ribbono Shalom. It's the Ribbono Shalom's existence, being, which provides, sustains, and makes possible everything else. And the Ram goes into some detail here. Here there's a quite a simple philosophical point which Aram is making, which later on philosophers develop terminology, not to explain the Rambam, but just that it would be helpful for the Rambam. When he talks about the imyal adash, enkolan and zonik, what he's saying is simple, which is that the Ribbono Shel Olam's existence and truth is the only existence of truth which is necessary. All other creatures are contingent. They happen to exist. I exist in this world. You exist in this world. We didn't have to. There are alternative worlds, right? Possible worlds in which I don't exist, my parents didn't meet. There are possible worlds in which Asher doesn't exist. That's true about everything. There's no possible world in which a Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't exist. The Ribbono Shel Olam exists in all possible worlds. He's necessary. There isn't a world unless there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? It's not possible to imagine. It's a contradiction in terms that there's a world, but there's no Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ribbono Shel Olam's existence is that which is absolutely necessary, right? Whereas everything else is contingent. And this is what the Ram goes on to say. Even if you can imagine a world in which you can say, this didn't have to be here, right? We could have had a world without this. Without this. He's still there. Right? This is the Ribbono Shel Olam's necessary existence. The philosophers come around to they actually apply it in this context. The Ribbono Shel Olam is necessarily exists. Not just that he exists, but necessarily so. And therefore, the Rambam says, "Lefichach ein amitaso ki amitas echem mehem." The Hushin Amar Hanavi Omer Vashem Elkechem Emes. Hu levado ha emes ve'ein la'achar emes kamitaso. Everything else, it happens to be true that you're here, but that's not this. It's not that you are here and the Baruch Shalom is here. No, the Baruch Shalom is here in a way that's not true of you. The only thing which is ultimately on some level true is the Baruch Shalom. He's the only thing which has to be here and is here, regardless of anything else. He's only uncontingent truth. And the Rambam is stressing, I think quite clearly when the Rambam then says the mitzvah of the Shavah Shmo is Sheroi, right, he's referring to this as an expression, as an exercise of Yichud Yidiyas Hashem. When I take a Shavu and I say, it's as true, how can I explain to you how true I think this is? So you're not picking that which is the touchstone. So don't take one of the Nimtzayim. Don't take one of the Nivrayim. Even if it's true, it's just barely. It just happens to be. What's the one, you know, thing that you can swear on that is true in a sense, which isn't true of anything else? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Shavu levado, ein emes kamitel, all the other Nimtzayim, un Nimtzahu ela mitas himatzel. So therefore, go to the gold standard of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what you're doing. But when you do that, that's what you're stating. You're stating, Hashem lekechem emes. Because I'm taking a shvua, when you're taking a shvua, you're searching for the gold standard for the that which is MS like no other, and that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's it. Oh, the behidah rikidus gadol ishav bishma. I think that's compelling. The Rambam, just the language is reminiscent of that. Moreover, the Rambam, more nevuchim. This is something which I didn't see anybody mention, but it's the Rambam discussing his what he how he divided the Sfarim, right? The Sfarim of Mishnah Torah, what each of them is dealing with. So he describes Sefer Amada, Minakutza Azo, which is a Sefer Amada, that are mitzvos hakololas and mitzvos shemashkafos yisodios, the basic mundus of deos. He says, Gamat Sivoy Shetzavin Lishav Bishmo. Now that mitzvah is not in Sefer Amada. I don't know why, I don't know what the answer to this is. He says that it's also one of the mitzvahs, he discusses all the mitzvahs that are there, and then he mentioned Minakutza Azo, also this mitzvah of Lishav Bishmo. It's just, it didn't, I don't know, maybe, I don't know what happened. Or maybe saying that, you know, it could have been included there. I don't know. But it's clear. This is all part of the mitzvos. This is where it belongs, in a sense, is in Yichud Hashem, the Yediyas Hashem. Shvua is part of that. That's what I think is clear from the Rambam there. Now, yeah?
So, maybe that's why it's Shvua Shav, to say, like, that eight is eight, because it... That's true in like the
Nimsa,
I mean that's not the real
Emes. No, you're not saying that eight, you're saying I'm saying I mean Baba Hashem, that the eight is K.
But the problem with that is you're saying that's true, but it's not the
only. No, you're just saying that an eight is an eight.
Yeah, but you're contradicting, you're saying I believe it's as true as a Mesh Baruch
is. I don't think you're really saying, so I'm trying to remember. I don't think you're saying that. I'm trying to remember if somebody raises that question. I don't think you're saying that it's as true just in the same way, but it's saying this is, you know, the touchstone of truth. You know, it partakes of somewhat of the truth of the Ribono Shel Olam, meaning the you know, it's kind of a rhetorical measure, but you don't actually are stating that it's necessarily true, like the Ribono Shel Olam is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that not. That's one explanation, I think, of the Avodah of the Hidur B'Kiddush Gadol, or the Mitzvah of Shvuah. I think that there's an alternative, which I would say is not Mishum Yichud B'Yediyas Hashem, but Mishum Avas Hashem and Dveikus Hashem. And this is, I think, clearly expressed in various places. The Avodrahim, in Dini Kriya Shema, says, Veshuas emes yesh ba'av. Just hints to it. Shenemar, vosed bak, vishwot yishvav, v'ksev, v'tit bak, nav shob, v'dina, v'yehav, v'sena ara. So he says it's closely bound up with Vekus, which is bound up with Ava. And you find the Maharal, I don't know if
it... What does it mean? Has it shall Ava?
The Vekus, he's saying, is connected to Ava. What?
In the context of Dina,
the Pasuk says... that v'tidbak nafsho v'dina v'yahav v'senara v'yahav v'senara, so that refers that the ideas of Vekas and Av are bound up with one another.
And in the pasuk before Lish,
yeah,
Shavishmi,
yeah,
it says
oh, so we'll get to that.
Also says Yira and
Oh, so we'll get to that. Well, in one case it's Gibbs, and another so I'll come back to that.
I don't understand what it means that it's Misham Avos.
I'm going to explain.
Oh, I thought you'd
be right. No, I think they're hinting to this. I'm going to try to develop it a little bit. But, I mean, the Maharal also says, Kish kol shvua hu dveikus ha-dveikus b'shmo, right? That's what, and he does quote the context, Shmo tshiva vosik bakun, it's actually not the pasuk. So, what does this mean? So, I think this is what this means. What is Avas Hashem? So, Avas Hashem, the Rambam describes very famously in Hilchos Tshuva. Oh, see? In Yana Diyama. Right? Right?
I don't know, it is whole concept of, like, Kishayat
Chuvah. Yeah, yeah. You know what? It's relevant to the Ramban here. It's this Ramban that I was talking about. It's the Hemshek of the Ramban of Erev Lo Sidbak, about how it's just the Minyan Veka for the mitzvah, which is pretty dubbed.
It's a lot of previous.
So he says, so the Ram says, you know, what is the Ava? He says, Vinimsa Shogeba Tamid Kilokol Yava. Something it occupies your mind. Your thoughts are constantly upon it, constantly pining for the Barsham. She ain't that something new yet, the Ava Sosa Isha. Can't get it out of your mind. You don't give it to me, right? This is the famous Rambam. Right? Even more so, and this is what the Rambam says, this is what he understands the mashal of Shir Shirim to be, right? Whereas Chazal generally take it as Chal Yisrael and Hashem. It's not a stira, it's just an additional layer. Rambam also views it as every individual person and Hashem. That there's this constant thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam. Can't get the Ribono Shel Olam out of your mind. That's the Ava. Now, if this sounds hard to achieve, the Rambam says that. The Rambam says, Mala zo, yimala gdola ma'od, ve'en kol chacham zocho. Not even every chacham is zocho to this. And he says, this is the Mala of Avram Avinu. I heard Mori Rabbi, I wrote the same one, said, you know, but the Rambam then says, but this is what we're commanded. So the mitzvah is And this is actually what we do in the Parish of Shnaimus. Mitzvah is to cultivate this, to work on it, to aspire for it. As a feat to be achieved, it's for very few. But the mitzvah is to work towards it, right? To develop oneself, striving for, you know, this sort of shoge batamid. The Rambam actually formulates it in Parish of Shnaimus as a vel ava azo chovalish of. That's the way that the top translated. He said that the language is a language of moving towards, and that's how he says it's liktach tzad achat tzad. So that's just a derech agav. It's a very high standard, but that's the standard to aim for. The mitzvah can be accomplished, you know, as long as you're, you know, working towards it. Anyway, so this notion of avas Hashem, the shogav tamid, it's reasonable to think that. And that expresses itself, that finds expression. That's something which maybe is stimulated by or it's reflected by person's language. And this, I pointed to you, Rashi, right? Hashem Yito, the Pasuk says, what does it mean that they saw that Yosef, the Potiphar saw Yosef, that Hashem was Yito, so Chazal say, Shem Shemayim Shagar Rifu. He was constantly speaking of the Baruch Shal. He was with him in that sense. And here, I think, the person who puts this together, right, explicitly, I think Darban eventually, but Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra in Hosea, right, says exactly this, that Kasuk Torah Shmot Shavah Batam, so he gets to Ruz, Bosek Bak, the Machsheva Saleh Shloi Abor Rega Bechol Yichoto, that very reminiscent of the Rambam's Abba, right? Ibn Ezra's before the Rambam, right? Bosek Bak, the Machsheva Saleh Shloi Abor Rega Bechol Yichoto, that you're just constantly thinking about the Baruch Shalom. Abba Vekas, right, Shechashe Bilibo, Maisa Hashem, Vindiposab, Yon Mishfailim, Tathonim, Osa Venvim, the Achashe Yedavik Hashem, and after, in as much as this is what's occupying your mind, Chai Hulaskir Hashem Bechol Dvarav. He simply has to speak of the Baruch Shalom. Uli Shavu Bishmo. And then when you're coming to take a Shua, so what would you take a Shua on? So this, I didn't quote you, but the Radak points out that it's general, you take Shua, which is something not only a truth, but something near and dear to you. Something that you cherish. Right? That's why I swear I'm in the life of my... Right? He says it. That's why you find the Nevi'im a lot, that Chayi Nafshi, which is actually Nedev, not Shvua, but you know, Chayi Roshi. You take something in Shvua, which is the most precious, so what else can you say? It has to express itself as a Shvua, as Shvua B'Shmo. B'Avor Shivimimim Ekol Shivim Avruim Shehu Davek Ba'Avas Hashem Tamid Shmo V'Zichro Shagar Refid. That the Shvua B'Shmo is something which reflects and is an expression and as an outgrowth, and maybe even a stimulant to Ava Shem to Vegas book. And I think that the Ramban really, in Amun of Bukitachon also stresses this and really hits this point precisely. Because he says that he's going through the Aseret Devos in Amun of Bukitachon. Do I have it here? Anybody have the Ramban itself? I thought I printed it out somewhere. Ramban, when he Ramban is saying v'haskar levatala, he could go and shenishba lo tzar chadav redua, and then he says something quite interesting. He says l'chaz el askishma v'dal b'divrei hevel hori, right? V'hutzroch la'asor lehem davar zeh. He thinks he wants to provide a reason. Why is it you need to? Why would you do such a thing? And look what he says. He says, because it's something which is almost actually roi. It's appropriate to do. Why? Right? Be'avaso, Hashem kacho. Inasmuch as he's enwrapped, enraptured with the Baruch Shalom, he's infatuated with the Baruch Shalom, he's avas Hashem, so it's almost like as it's appropriate, it's roi, to then be nishba v'shmo. Right? Somebody who is shogeba tamid, somebody who is, you know, dato davekbo tamid. So it's appropriate that then you'd be taking shvuas tamid, bishmo. And therefore, and for that reason, the Torah says, you could think that, but we're going to ask it. Right? But hutzok laso lan davar zed, lefi shukar li yasa roi, laso, so, because it's an element of ahava. Now we'll come to the point that he goes on to explain, which is why. We'll come to that. Why is it that it's limited? But I kind of find that that's another possible approach. The nature of the mitzvah, the Shav B'Shmo, is not as an exercise of Yedias Hashem and Yichud Hashem, but as an exercise of Avas Hashem and Dveikus Bo. And here I would suggest that perhaps there is a dual component to the mitzvah, that the mitzvah, in fact, is both, has both elements to it. It's not one or the other, but both. And perhaps, I would maybe argue, that each of these have an anchor in the psukim, in the text. Because there are two psukim, right, of Wishmoti Shaveh, right? Like the Gemara mentioned, the Makoros that I sent out to you, the first two, there are two different psukim. It happens, comes in twice. In the first one, it says, Shalom Kacha Tirava Ososavod Wishmoti Shaveh. That's in Vestan. And then in the pasuk in Ekev, it's Shalom Kacha Tirava Ososavod Vosidbak Wishmoti Shaveh. So here one could suggest, perhaps, that these two different aspects are rooted in these two different psukim. What differs between these is both content and context. First of all, there's the content. Right? The content of the pasuk in Vestanan is the same, except for one big thing it leaves out. In Ekev, you have Uvo Sidba. You don't have that in Vestanan. But more, perhaps more strikingly, I think, is that you find that there's a very big difference in the context in which the pasuk as a whole is coming. When you look at the pasuk in Vestanan, so that is coming against the backdrop of Moshe Rabbeinu trying to prepare them for you're going to now enter into Eretz Yisrael, and now at this moment I want to tell you something. What is Moshe Rabbeinu concerned with? Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned with the danger that they're going to assimilate the emunas deos of the societies around them. Not that you'll forget about the Moshe that exists. You're going to forget about his uniqueness. You're going to forget, you're going to think, well, we're the Israelite tribe. We have our patron deity. That's Hashem. But there's also Kamosh. Right, there's also Baalim, right? We have ours and they have theirs. Maybe we can be Poseach Hashnei HaSeipim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was obviously quite prescient here. I mean, this is precisely exactly what happened in the Beis Hamikdash. We had Asherah, right? So it wasn't that we thought, you know, we didn't aware of the Ribono Shel Olam's existence, but we thought he's our patron deity, he's our warlord, right? But if that's how you conceive of him, so then you could think, well, maybe we can get the benefits of both. We can double up. Why not double up on our patrons? Right? So therefore, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Es Hashem Elokecha Tirav Ososavod Vishmo Tishaveh. Recognize that he's not like Kamosh. Kulavado HaEmes. In fact, it's not only that these deities, these false deities that don't exist, there's nothing that exists except for their Ribono Shel Olam on some level. Kulavado, he's utterly unique. He's not the local patron deity of the Israelite tribe. Kolan and Tzayim, the people that worship those false deities, Kolan and Tzayim and Mitas and Matzonim Tzayim, Lo Levado HaEmes. So in that context, it's not about being close to the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not about being, you know, thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam all the time. It's simply about understanding and cognitively appreciating. It's not like other deities. It's not like other anything else. And it's only he that is Roy Lishava Bo. He's the MS which is Roy Lishava Bo. And when it comes to the second context, though, here we're talking not about, you know, warning them what they're unfortunately about to face and what they ended up falling to and succumbing to, but this is part of Moshe Rabbeinu's sort of eternal exhortation. This is where it opens up. Right? Chazal say, he's trying to be mami to call Torah on just a few lines. Right? So when he talks about the eternal message, and what he's concerned primarily is with our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. He's speaks about the history, Rakva Vasecha Chashak Hashem La'ava Osam, Vayivchar B'zaram, Malta Mislav Arav Osavchem, he's mala your heart to take in the Ribono Shel Olam. In that context, Ki Yes Hashem Elokecha Tirav Oso Savar, Vo Sidbak, Uvishmo Tishaveya. In that context, you have Vo Sidbak, and that's crucial. That sets up, what is it? There's a different element of the mitzvah of Uvishmo Tishaveya. You understand now who you're dealing with. This is Emes Kimat Asa. But this is an additional element. This is an element of Vegas Bo. It's somebody who should be, you know, on your mind, occupying your mind, your most cherished thought is of the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, when you speak and when you take shvuas, v'shmo tishaveya, that should be reflecting Shem Shemayim Shagor Refiv out of Ava of Vegas Bo. And then he goes on to say, right, who sees that? Who looks at that? Who sees that? Who sees that? Right, this is the Ribono Shel Olam. Make him, bring him in. In that context of Shemot Yishaveya, the element of Dveikus comes up. Okay. So that, I think, is a possible explanation of just the sort of the, maybe the two of them exist together. The final point, how much time do we have? Do we have any time?
1:07.
What time is it now?
12:30.
Just what's left for us to figure out is coming back to the parameters now. Why is it specifically Shavuos HaDayan?
Or what?
Either way. I mean, whatever the Yisod of Shavuos HaMitzvah is, it is clear in the Rambam at the very least that the mitzvah is limited to Shavuos HaDayan. And here I'll just point out, he's explicit about that. Because when he talks about the mitzvah, so he says explicitly, right, Shneskayiv Bebeitin, right? Who she's, right? But when he speaks of Nishpati Bakaimlis, it's more Mitzvah Kechecha there, which he mentions both in Sefer Mitzvahs and here, but it's specifically not a mitzvah. It's a heter. Right? So the heter, that Torah is going to be Matir. I spoke to Chaim, I think, about the nature of this heter. As I said before, it could be that this is the model for the heter of Shavuos Bitui, or perhaps somehow we know from somewhere else is a heter. Here, the heter is not just a heter though; it's an encouragement. It's saying, it's not something which should be looked at as it's barely okay. It's something which is in fact a positive thing. But either way, it's clear that the mitzvah is limited to Shavuos Bitui. So here, I think we can ask. And this, by the way, is something which you find explicitly as well in most of the other money. And this is with exception of Sefer Chinuch, who's not explicit about it. But everybody else, as you can see, at the smak, Yishav Bishmo, Loshi Yechad Yishav Bishmo, El Kishat Tabal Yishav Bishmo, actually, the smak is not so clear. But the smag, actually, I'm sorry, the smag, as well as the array, Yishchai Vadim Shvua Shle Yichayvu, right? He doesn't even say, if you take a Shvua, make sure to be ashamed. He speaks about only the concept of Yishchai Vadim Shvua, basically. Why? So here I think we can consider three possibilities. The first two have to do with basically the difference between the Rambam's formulation in Sefer Mitzvos and the Rambam's formulation in Hilchos Shavuos. In Sefer Mitzvos, what's the crucial point? He says, when is the mitzvah? The mitzvah shvisi tzivan yishav b'shmo yitzaleh kishin etzitarek. And he, right? And then he says, right, uvevei armor, he quotes the Gemara, which says yishav b'shmo, which he understood to mean simply, that's what does the Torah say? Shav b'shmo. Other Rishon took this passage differently. They thought maybe it meant Yishpia Kohen, the Shua of Sota. But Yishav b'shmo, the Rambam thought, obviously that's from b'shmo tishavei. That's what the Torah says. Then he says, Rotzalamar ki kmo asha shvua she'en atzricha atam muzar mimenu. Agav, that's his understanding of Shua Shah, right? Right from the Torah, you probably don't have that model to work on. Of Shavuos Shemitzricha being in Isser. Just Shavuos Sheker that he knows. But Kemosh Shavuos Shein Atzricha, says the Rambam, Atam Muzar Mimenu, Behi Mitzvah Losa, Zay Kena Shavua, Be'es Hatzara, Mitzvah Sasehi, Mitzvah Ba, Behi Mitzvah Sasehi. So the first two explanations of this have to do with explaining basically the fact that it's only Mitzvah B'Shavuos Shein is due to the fact that it's only then when we say that there's an es sorek, that there's a justifying circumstance, that there's a need, right? When is it that there's a need? When otherwise, when Beis Din said you want, to win your case, that's fine. He doesn't have enough to get from you, unless, but you have to take the shvua. You have to take a shvua to win. In that case, that's the es hatzorek. That's when you need to. Now, the first two here differ, though, in why this is. The first possibility, why is it that it's dafka when you need to? Es hatzorek like this? I think the simple answer to this question, this is the one I think I would suggest to Rama, is that that's because of what we saw in the Ramban stress and what the Gemara was implicitly saying in Tumura, which is that there's an element here of Yira, which is to some extent being compromised, right? To some extent, right, there's Yoshua Kabishmaya, really? You're quoting Hashem? So to some extent, there's a value, there's a mitzvah of Yira, and what we said was, right, this is a point I made, that even if you think it's mutter, but it's not, we're saying, no, that chashash we had about Yiras Hashem, it's totally wrong, it's totally fine. No. That chashash we had about Yiras Hashem is there. And even, and and even for the Rabban, right, that it's mutter, and even for the Rambam who says that it's a mitzvah, that chashash, Yiras Hashem, still controls. That chashash, Yiras Hashem, still plays a role. The Rambam mentioned it in the context of explaining the Beresh HaKumah, that it's, that what impact does it have? It has it in terms of the kind of person that is able to do it. For the Rambam, I think you could argue, right, and for others, I think you could argue, right, that another impact it might have. Rambam actually doesn't cite the Medrash Tanhuma at all. The Beis Yosef, the Kesem Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchos Sodei HaTorah on the Minyanus HaKatzar, inserts it into the Rambam. He thinks that the Rambam will tell you that the mitzvah is actually only if you're a Yarishim. I think it's not the Rambam. He didn't say it. He doesn't quote it. But what he does say, I think, what he does say is that because there's this you know, Nirta L'Achorav requirement that you don't just, you know, rush to the Rosh Hashanah. So, because of that, there's a mitzvah, but that can only be when it's really, really necessary. In other words, the mitzvah, the value of Yira limits the application of the mitzvah, limits the extent. It's not something you just simply walk into any time. It's an avodah v'hidur kirish gadol, but there's the other side of the coin, which is it's also a familiarity with the Ribono Shel Olam to be nishba b'shmo. So that sort of these two poles, for the Rama, the poles are right on the one end. It's an exercise of yira. I'm sorry, of yichud v'yidias Hashem that you're recognizing she ein amitas achad mehem and lo levado ha'emes. On the other hand, the way you did that was by invoking shmo, and that's not a pasha thing. It's not only mutter a mitzvah, but when is that mitzvah? There already it's very restricted. It's dafka beis atzorah, and when is it beis atzorah? What justifies it? Tishei yischayev beisin. When beisin say you want to keep your money, and there's no reason, we're talking about somebody who's taking a shvuah's emes, right? So there's no reason he should lose his money. You had to take a shvuah. So in that case, it's the justifying circumstances that sort of dispel the issue of the lack of yira, and therefore allow the avodah v'hidur kodesh gadol to be sort of an unalloyed experience of simply, positive relationship with the bronchon. Of the aspect of the Yedias Hashem and the Yichud Hashem. I think it's just interesting to note, if I take the alternative approach to the mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah, an exercise of Ahava, so it turns out that in the sort of, I think you can say this as well, right? There's Ahava, and that's what the mitzvah here is, but there's also Yira. So I think you have sort of a microcosm of the Ruts of a Shov, which so permeates Yahadus and Avodas Hashem, right? This is the mitzvah Leho, which is Misavet Hava Gdola. But then, as close as you come, Nirkal Achara. The book that seems to stress, Vayirat Hashem sort of descended within us onto Har Sinai, but I'll stress that there was still a line of 10 Tefachim which he didn't cross. We don't cross. Yeah.
Similar to the Shefer Rashba, but why brachos go from.
Right, exactly. Correct. Exactly right.
It reflects that.
Exactly. Again, it's something exactly right. It's something which is you know, you might say it's one of the primary characteristics is Ava and Yira of coming close to the Baruch Shalom, but also recognizing how distinct he is. It's the, you know, the Pavik Dala and then the Nirta L'Achorav. So if in the end you take the mitzvah Shavuot to be what I'm suggesting as an expression of Avos Hashem, so that's exactly what you have, the competing elements here. That's great. It's also, don't be too familiar with the Baruch Shalom. So the way that translates for the Ramban is not just the Ramban itself doesn't think it's mitzvah. But the way that would translate is not just you know, that it's who says it, but also when. And it's only when you absolutely have the justification of, well, you're not supposed to lose your money. Okay, so then that's where the Ava comes out, right? Okay. That's number one. Number two, possibility, this is only if you assume that the issue is an issue of Ava, right? The mitzvah is Mishum Ava. And that's to say, I think precisely what the Ramban says, hints to in Emunah Beitachon, which also relates to it being a tzorech. But the tzorech is not because otherwise it's a lack of yira, but I think the way I'm reading the Ramban, at least in the piece there, yeah, is that the tzorech is in order to maintain that which it's supposed to be, namely Ava. Right? It's supposed to be an expression of Ava. So the Ramban says, and why is it then that the Torah asks it? So he says, the yesh b'zeh remez l'masha amar kasa mevarech re'eh b'kol gadol. I think it's clear. He doesn't think that this is an issue of there's no yira. You don't have to have yira from him. But what is the issue? He says, and why is that? Right? Because, to a certain extent, to the extent that it becomes something that just you do it all the time, what does the Gemara say? So then it's, well, I don't want to say mechayiv megadid. It deflates the value of what you're doing. Right? If every occasion is an occasion to express your wondrous love of the Baruch Hashem, so then to some extent you're doing so, right, is it's spiritual, I should say, spiritual inflation. You're devaluing the currency of what you're saying to the extent that it becomes somewhat of a karavat hafiyem v'rachok m'kiliyaseyem. They're having this experience at every single moment, you know. But the point is that when there's actually reason to be misorer, so then it preserves the genuineness of what it's supposed to be. When you start doing it for everything that devalues it, that becomes, to some extent, mitzvahs anashim l'vada, right? So something that becomes routinized, and it doesn't express what it's supposed to. I think that's what the Ramban is getting after here, that every time you take a shvuah, you can stop at the Baruch Hashem, it becomes less genuine, and it becomes something which, to a certain extent, loses its force, and therefore, says the Ramban, I think is what he's saying, right? Don't just sort of, you know, it's another day. So therefore, we can, you know, dance the spontaneous dancing. Lo is orus ahava achi yes sham hadavar aroi she yes orus bezeh ayada. Zehu achi techpatz. He's darshaning the language of techpatz shetaz achepetz idea sibahi that you can make it as a kli to become closer to Marshall, but only when that really occurs. And therefore, I think this explains why, and I think he is hinting to, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure, but what does he point to when he says chevet can mean like a kli, an object? Nikita's chevet. I don't think it's a coincidence, in my opinion. I think he's hinting to the idea that it's limited to, right, when is ashtech batz, when you have a chevet, Nikita's chevet, shor leyan. So I think one can wonder why that would be, but the point is that once there's, it's not inherently connected to Shavuot Adayam. It's not like there's a Simcha Gedola. But the point is that when it's limited, and when is it limited? When it's really an Eitzah Tzorah. So then it has, then it becomes and represents an expression of Avas Hashem v'Dveikus Bo. Right? To some extent, the Shogi Batamid, if it's really something you're constantly, you know, actually expressing, it's hard to maintain that kind of real experience bond with the Ribono Shel Olam to the level of, you know, I just can't. I have to express it b'Shvua. No, specifically at Techpat, when there's anything to say. Yeah. Yeah.
Both of the approaches are emphasizing
the Esatzorak element.
So maybe you could say that emphasize the other element that it's Dafkat Dayanim, because that's, you know, where Hashem Nimsava Das Kel or Runzweig speaks about how they're like representatives of Hashem. Dayanim, and there's
Elohim Losekalel is
both blush of Horan. Right, exactly. Yeah, and also there's Nikias Chayfet, which amplifies the Yira and the Ava. So it's not just because of the Eset Sorech, but this Ava or Yira or both is really
okay. Good.
More there.
Yeah, I like that too. Good. There's a lot to discuss there about Ashras Hashchina and Bezin. Elohim Chavdas Kel is the pasuk, but yeah, exactly. Very good. So we'll put that in that's number three. Was Ike's idea that also is in terms of the related specifically to the Ramban. But the last one I wanted to just mention,
It seems like the Ramban's two ideas from the Ramban today, and they seem to be coming from opposite directions. Well, at least it's more coming from opposite direction. In the sense that the Havamina is that in the Gemara Tzmura is that all Shua should be Usser, and the Havamina in the Hamun of Abitachon is that Shua should be Mutter and are in fact amazing to take at all times.
Right.
And then and the qualifier.
Both of those exist.
Right. So
I don't think he says anything in the Hamun of Abitachon that contradicts the things that it's Mutter.
I'm just saying the Havamina is different. Would that change anything?
He somehow has Haskara al Dabar right, really. Right. No, I think they're both true. Meaning Yiras Hashem says one thing, right? Avas Hashem says another. I think in the end the limitation is not because of Yira. I think the Ramban and the Tachon, the limitation is even Mitzah Ava.
Either way,
until there's actually a.
But either way, I mean the pasuk comes to the pasuk moves us over a level. It's either Usser and moves us over.
It's actually not coming at exactly the same thing because he's not coming at Usser and Shuas MS there. He's saying Usser and Shuas really shot. I'll double the head over it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure if it exactly is the same point.
So it's even different pasuk then. It's Losisa. It's Losisa that he's discussing.
Exactly.
That it's not
discussing Losisa. That's where he's coming from. He's discussing Losisa because of the zibros. But the value, I think, you know, to some extent, the Isser does remain in Shav. I think Ramban explaining it is sort of this point. But just the last possibility, I think one can also say, in terms specifically of the Rambam, that this is something of expressing the Baruch Shalom's difference, the Yichud Hashem of, you know, Emes Kamikaso, that's really something which only, or you might say, which takes place specifically in the context of Basin, where it's the Dayanim, it's a sort of a societal recognition of this, that, oh, he's saying Hashem, he's using Hashem to you know, prove that this is true. So that actually makes a difference. That will cause the, you know, the Basin to not paskin that you're chai. That will cause Basin to, so in that sense, the Kiddush, if you might say, Kiddush Hashem, right, that a person undertakes in sort of representing and putting the Baruch Shalom on a pedestal, that the Baruch Shalom is truth, you know, in a way that nothing else is. But it's not just Tom, a person doing that. It's the fact that, when you might say that, it's not the Esa Tzorah. This is, I don't think this is Rambam's idea, but I just think you can argue that it's not that it's just only then that it's necessary. It's only then that you really have that kind of, yeah, that kind of ability to, you know, put the Baruch Shalom on that kind of pedestal, because you have society reacting. He says it's Hashem, and then Beis Din Paskins like that, right? What's Beis Din after? Beis Din after is after truth. That's the thing that Beis Din's concerned with. They have to find the Emes there, right? And what is it that they use to find Emes? This person's Shvua B'Shem. So that case, it's really a Hidyor B'Kiddush Gadol. A lot d'afka that, and every time somebody wants to say something, that would be so. So that's a different, that's an alternative, also that's just rooted in the Rambam. But one could argue that the highlighting, the spotlighting of the uniqueness of Emes of the Baruch Shalom is just something that really only comes to take place in the context of Shuas Dayanim, of the Dayanim who are, you know, Emes Shalom Adin, they're looking for Emes, for them to be passing on the basis of a Shuah Bishmo, that contributes to the context in which there is such a mitzvah. Okay? Atkan, and then next Mir Hashem, it was actually the perfect lead-in. Right, Adchit Tefatz, Lamar La Kutechevet, just like they said La Kutechevet. So the next one will be Nikkei Tefatz.